just eat the mic.
Hello, welcome to I Plead the First. It's your host, Shannon Devlin, with your other host,
Sierra Adams.
And our guest,
also talent.
Whatever.
You're so I'm D. Nice.
It's D.
Thanks for the hype up, Shannon.
And today, what were we going to talk about?
Oh my gosh. What we want out of the rest of the semester.
What do we want out of the rest of the semester? We have 4 weeks left in the semester. Yep.
Which is really surprising to me.
What do you want out of it?
I want more sleep.
I agree. And
that is not...
And I want to not fail my classes.
This is true.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to the woman on stage. That's next week.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Or is it 2 weeks from now?
Who knows?
I think... No, it's next week. And then instead of going to Super Saturday, I'm going to go to Play in a Day.
Super Saturday.
Yeah. That's going to be an interesting weekend. I might just hide in my dorm.
I'm going to Play in a Day, which is you go to the theater and you spend like 24 hours there.
Look who showed up. It's Mac and Cheese Day.
I'm getting some after the show.
Oh, is that why you even came? Because it's Mac and Cheese Day?
Oh, I always come. She just doesn't talk.
Oh, Morgan's here, by the way.
Yes, Morgan
Unmute
has
her
arrived.
Mic. Unmute her mic. No, unmute it.
She's not going to talk anyways.
Do it. So we can hear her whenever she speaks her low speaking voice.
Her murmur voice.
Murmur. Yeah,
murmur.
So. What I would like out of the rest of the semester is to, yes, indeed, pass all my classes and not have a breakdown while doing it.
Look, I have already accepted.
Too late.
That I'm going to get a C in one class already, so I just accepted it already.
Wait, can we get C's?
Yes.
They just don't exist to you, Shannon.
Oh, I'm just...
That's like literally the phrase of everyone I have met so far, is that C's get degrees.
Yes.
Very true.
Very true.
It's very true.
Everyone I talk to is like,
whoever
C's
does,
get degrees.
Whoever does not agree with that needs to go away.
I just know that, like... D's, you can't get D's in core classes.
No. Mm-hmm. No, C's are acceptable.
C's are fine.
That's why C's get degrees.
Yeah. C's do get degrees.
Well, this is not terrible. Any job you go for, they're not going to look at your grades.
Yeah. They're just looking at your experience.
And if you have a degree of some sort.
That's one way.
If you technically have the degree, they don't really care about what your GPA was.
Unless you got a dean's list.
And they're like,
well, you got dean's list.
They don't even tell you. Really. They doesn't even say on like your transcript or anything if you got on the dean's list. Technically, you just get a certificate, I think.
But it says like honors and stuff.
Yeah.
And you put the honor in. Honors.
And it.
That feels like.
But if doesn't it do a sec credit too? Dean's list.
No.
No.
That's one of the non-categories.
Wow.
Trust me, I looked at it.
I have a sec credit already. I didn't know.
How'd you do that?
This is a sec credit.
You know when I was in Evita?
Oh, yeah, you did tell me the story.
I was so surprised.
No.
Yeah, this is considered a sec credit. We have to talk to Tony.
What, radio show?
Yeah.
What does it count for?
I don't know.
Because I already have art.
Probably counts for, like, leadership or something like that.
How are we leadering?
You're producing. You're leading us through the conversation.
I'm leading.
Probably.
I do. I am the leader of RMU Live.
Twice over.
Yeah.
Twice over.
Yes. You are
okay.
Not the leader, you
count.
Are a leader.
She's the co-leader.
And then the producer. And then the leader.
Count Dracula.
What?
Because you sound like the vampire from Sesame Street.
Ah, yes.
Oh, Sesame Street.
It's just like how you...
Sierra was like, I am not going to participate in Super Saturday because I'm a nerd.
I am a nerd.
Morgan's ready. I'm gonna hide in my room and watch movies.
I hear it's a crazy day.
Cause I know my roommate will not be in my room.
This one girl I knew, she told me that she, when she went to another college before she transferred here, she literally came up for Super Saturday.
It's crazy. Crazy.
It's a crazy time.
Have you seen The Good Doctor?
No one has seen The Good Doctor but you so far.
It's a really good show.
Well, I know it is.
Because you don't have cable, right?
Well, you can get
the Xfinity ABC on campus.
Or you get the ABC app like I do.
Yeah.
Like, I watch it.
It's really good. It's really, like, you like Grey's Anatomy, don't you, Morgan?
Love Grey's Anatomy.
Never
it's
watched it. It's the same thing, but with the doctor's autistic. And it's, like, centered around him.
Yeah, I mean, I find the show interesting, just the premise of it. But I want to learn more just because I want to watch it, and I just haven't.
Well, I just find it interesting because, like, even though he's autistic, like, I like it because they are, I know this is sound terrible, they are showing that people are against autistic people, and they're showing, hey, just because you're autistic doesn't mean you can't do a job that everyone else can get.
Yeah, and I like that. I mean, I like different,
I wouldn't say they're against him. Like, well, they do judge him.
They question him.
When,
yes.
Yeah, they question him a lot.
Yeah.
And I understand.
You said you didn't see the show.
I saw the trailer.
I understand.
In the trailer, it's like they constantly are questioning him.
I understand this, unlike that premise, because I've had experiences with autistic kids, and I understand that aspect of it, but it shows it in a positive but not positive way, in kind of aspect.
It's a hospital.
Yes. Because I also hate hospitals, so that makes it.
They are.
I hate hospitals.
And like this one friend I have in high school, she's autistic, but she is going to college so she can pursue her dream in acting, and I strongly believe she can do it.
My brother used to be autistic, but now he grew out of it because of therapy. So
a friend that's autistic, and he goes to Pitt for some engineering. And I have another one that goes to Penn State for another kind of engineering.
Engineers.
They're so smart. Mm-hmm. I know this because I'm dating one. Yay, me.
My name's Dean. I have to have lunch with my boyfriend 10 minutes before the show.
It was dinner. And Sierra was with me.
Why are you third wheeling?
No, he was third wheeling because I was next to her.
Well,
this is the thing, though.
I originally asked Dee. I originally asked her.
But you still had dinner with me.
Yeah, I did.
We had a great time because we were just messing with each other. It was really funny because we're goofballs.
I heard you got the 10-person apartment, but now you have 4 random people.
No,
we have the 8.
Yeah, we have the 8-person.
We were with the CA. Funny thing is,
you're rooming with the CA.
Yeah.
What a bunch of nerds.
And it so happens to be my boyfriend's old suite from last year. So I'm like, wow, that's funny.
What is it, like? What's the room number?
2A?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what's the building? That's what I was asking.
A.
It's an A building.
That's the premise of 2A.
I don't know. Do I look like I live here?
My roommate finds it funny because me and her are currently in 2A. And then we're moving to another 2A.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So she's like, that should be our plan for now on, is always get 2A for the rest of our semester.
But we don't want to live on, yeah, we can do that. Because living on the first floor in the apartments is no bueno, apparently.
Why?
Just because, I don't know why.
I think that would be easy, though.
I mean, it'd be easy, but.
Especially with all your stuff.
Well. Do you realize we all come here a week early because we're meeting?
We all move in together.
We
that's funny. I'm done with that.
Did you get your room confirmation?
I don't think so. How do I get that?
They email it to you.
But you know the funniest thing was, I got an email from ResLife a couple days ago. And I was like, "Dear group leader," I'm like, "I'm not a group leader for anything." He's like, "Your selection time is this time," and I'm like, "I don't."
Oh, because you were the one like sitting in the thing. Sitting outside for that long. with Sierra.
Well, no, she was the liaison for our group. I was nothing. But I wasn't the group leader for anything. And I'm like, your time slot for the apartment is this time. And I'm like, what? I'm like, whoever is in this group, I'm sorry because you're screwed over. And they're like, oh, all the apartments are filled up. I'm like, okay, stop emailing me.
I feel like you should have went in Res Life for that and be like, I think you might have sent the wrong email to somebody.
Like,
well, they have to get something wrong.
Or. Exactly. But there's literally nobody other than me that would be like me.
Me with me.
Woo!
It's Madsome Kovic!
Oh boy!
Wow.
Well. He's blessed us with his presence.
I wouldn't call my presence a blessing. I would not call my presence a blessing.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt, Matt.
Have you started editing your project, Morgan?
Nope. Morgan, I'm coming over next to you.
Yeah, get off my mic.
I know better.
I love it.
Here you go, take it.
I'm taking the mic.
I love it.
Here's my makeup.
The mac and cheese looks good today. Darn.
That's the loudest Morgan has gotten in a while.
Do you feel like just getting me a plate of mac and cheese? Hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, ladies and gents.
Matt, have you seen The Good Doctor?
The Good Doctor? Mm-hmm. No, I have not.
It's a TV show.
It's a good trip. Watch it.
Dude, you know, I totally thought I lost my freedom card earlier. Speaking of, that is a bad. I lose my freedom card all the time. This is freedom card number two. Yeah, they're $10.
Yeah.
This is freedom card number two. But, like, I lose it, like, all the time. But I'll just, like so I think so far this semester I've gone, like, 2 weeks without a freedom card. Like, I've just been, like, don't know where it is. It's done. And then I got a text from my one buddy. Actually, I got a call from him when I was at work over spring break. He called me, and I was at work, like I said, and I was like, hey, what's up, man? And he was like, hey, I remembered, like, I know where your freedom card is. And I was like, oh, where is it? And he's from Philadelphia, and I'm from, like, out here. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, across the state. And he's like, oh, it's in my passenger seat. And I was like, oh, that helps me in Pittsburgh a lot. So, yeah. I don't know. I always lose my freedom card. But I just put it in my, like, the wrong pocket in my wallet today. So, like, I was looking for it earlier, and actually Regan had to get me food because I couldn't. I was like, lost my freedom card again. But I just checked now, and nope, it was just hiding in the back of my wallet.
That's why I keep it right in my phone case.
I had one of the things on my phone, but it ended up ripping off. And that's how I, like, lost freedom card numero uno.
Well, yeah, that's why. Yeah. I put a second one on just because the first one was getting annoying. And then I have a pop socket now.
Mine still works, but my parents kept worrying because it was starting to rip. So they like bought me a new one. I was like, okay.
It's like, thank you.
Okay, so what did everyone do this past weekend? Because I just got here, so if you guys have already talked about this,
no,
I was unaware.
We didn't,
so
we didn't talk about it.
No, what did you guys do this past weekend?
I studied for my sociology test.
Okay, Sierra.
I filmed for our sound project.
It's not sound.
Okay,
it's a narration.
Okay.
It is diegetic sound, technically.
Technically, yeah. That is the name of the assignment. So I do have to side with Sierra and D on this one. Sorry, Shenanigan. I'm against you here. Morgan, your weekend. What did you do? Actually, Morgan, I know about your weekend. Never mind. We do not have to talk about it. D?
I was sick. I had the stomach flu.
That's fun.
It
but
was not.
I have something that's even less fun than the stomach flu. I was in Rochester, New York.
I thought you had fun.
I had a lot of fun. I just wanted to, like, hype it up. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool. It was a really good experience. I have, like, a bunch of stuff. We shot absolutely everything. To the government, which may be listening to me right now, when I say I shot everything in Rochester, New York, I mean on a camera. I'm a media arts student. Welcome to I Plead the First.
The government.
So yeah, I don't know. We shot everything.
Show, we're not going to see Matt anymore.
Yeah, I'm just going to vanish. If I'm not on next episode, the government took me, which
you can go
there's
hiding,
like a 50-50 shot that I won't be here next episode.
You can,
so
you can take Shannon Nan's advice and go off the grid.
Go off the grid. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I'm going to South Dakota if broadcasting doesn't Ooh. Work.
I'm a fan. I am a fan.
Yeah, own a bakery. Mm-hmm. No, she doesn't know how to bake.
Like, I know how to bake blueberry coffee cake. That's all you need in life.
You know, that's my friend's actual plan in life is to have her own bakery.
Oh, but does she want to go off the grid to South Dakota?
No, she no.
That's
no,
only a Shannon thing to do.
That's only you.
No,
nah,
I can bake.
You're doing it all wrong. If I go off the grid, you know where I'm going?
Where?
Montana.
Oh.
Name me two good things in Montana.
Hannah Montana.
The Hannah Montana doesn't count.
It's not ranches, even a real thing, Shannon.
The ranch is there?
No, you can make that joke all the time.
I know you can make that joke all the time, but it gets old.
You're like, hey guys, we're in Montana. Hannah Montana. We get
I dislike people with emails.
And then you sing the song and you're like, I get the best of both. Yeah,
and they're like singing. No. I don't know how to feel about it.
Who is this person? But I like to Have you ever seen that Italian guy in New York and he owns a bakery?
That one Italian guy in New York.
Yes.
That's New Jersey. Incorrect information.
It's
number one.
In New Jersey to be.
Number two, you can't just say, "Hey, you know that one Italian in New York?" No, I don't know that one Italian in New York.
It's funny.
That's like being like,
hey guys, we have a radio ad.
Wait, we have a radio ad?
No, what? We don't.
Oh.
I have to read a radio ad.
Oh, let me hear it.
Well, it's a video.
Damn right I got the blues.
It's not the damn right I got the blues.
Damn. Right I got the blues.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, I just got the email and I feel kind of bad.
Let's play it. Oh, yeah. I want headphones. I kind of want to hear it.
Well, no, it's, oh, you won't be able to hear it.
You have to put.
It's the iPhone or the iPod.
Can I hear it now?
I think every day is different. well, we're always laughing.
Is it playing?
In the locker room, always doing something silly. But one of the great things about having international students on a team is you get to learn about so many different cultures. And we've learned different phrases in Japanese and Spanish and Finnish. Like, it's really cool what you learn with these people that you have.
Come to Hopwood Hall this Saturday at 7 p.m. to catch the special premiere of The International Pipeline, the story of RMU women's basketball, presented by RMU TV.
Her up.
I woke
but you
her
didn't
up.
The
wait
ad
five?
Is for
Waving High.
The International Pipeline documentary.
Did I ask?
Like a thousand times, now she's telling you, now you're giving
her sass. It's Shannon's sass, though. She doesn't mean it.
I don't give sass.
It's free to go and view this Saturday.
You're the worst at ads. Give me this.
I already played the ad, so.
Okay, but let me
do
let
you
me
wanna
read it. Let me
do
read
you want to see a documentary?
I want to read it.
Do you want to watch a documentary? Then go on Saturday at 7 at Hopwood Hall. Be there or be square. I'm not going to be there because I probably will be doing stuff.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Is he actually?
Yeah, no, that's not what this said at all. This is
Saturday
at
7 at Hopwood Hall.
Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to be reading this.
I summarized it. What's the documentary about? Go to find out.
Actually, Shannon, that's not what it's about. It's about the 7 international students that play for the women's basketball team here at RMU.
One's in my math class. I think she's Australian.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I had the British
I almost
one.
Dated an Australian girl.
I could see it.
I could see
it. You can see it now. What were we talking about?
The one girl from Great Britain was in my reading and writing class last semester. She was fun. She had, like, the greatest accent.
Steve Irwin. That's what came to mind.
Wait,
let's talk about him.
Who's Steve Irwin?
Wait a minute.
Get out!
You're joking.
I, like, know the name, but I can't, like...
You're terrible.
Do you live under a rock?
Is it The Office?
What?
Stop laughing.
Did you just ask me if Steve Irwin was on The Office?
I didn't. It's the guy. It's the
Steve Irwin.
You know, in one of my public speaking class, one
do you know the crocodile hunter?
Well, no, I just saw a picture.
He died.
Stingray stabbed him.
One of my classmates.
Rip Steve Irwin.
One of my classmates did a tribute to him.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you want to hear all about Pearl Harbor?
No.
Got some information.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh boy.
In fifth grade, I wrote a paper on Alcatraz. If you want to know what that's about.
I'm good.
Sounds mobsters are mean.
Mobsters? Yeah. It's the mob.
You would think they'd be pretty nice.
No. No. They will kill you within a second.
No, they know what. Hey, can you please turn your music off while I'm talking?
Yeah. Yeah, Morgan, come on.
Maybe you should listen to what I have to say.
Yeah, I'm still the source of the problem, right?
But what's the difference between the Russian mafia and the Russian mob?
What's the difference?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Please put your... This is a very serious radio show.
I disagree with...
Nothing we do is serious.
Disagree.
Look who's in the room right now.
Can I disagree with
hey,
what you said?
What's the difference between a mob and and the mafia?
I really don't know.
Google it, Morgan. Google it.
You'll never make that a thing, Shannon.
What am I Googling?
No,
what's the difference between the mafia and the mob? I think they're the same thing, but I don't know. I don't. When are you going to do your Dear Sierra column?
I don't know.
I made the graphic. Took me hours.
Look, this is all up to Mara. I think Mara hates my idea, so Mara's not going to help me.
Wait, he's going
to
define
the mafia traditionally refers to ethnically Sicilian organized crime syndicates that are powerful in Sicily and southern Italy. Mob is a slang term used to refer to organized crime in general, but usually means the most powerful of groups, not street gangs or small operations.
I am a street gang.
I knew it.
I was going to go for the other half of that. I thought you were going to be a small operation.
Well, now you know. I am Sicilian, and I am Southern Sicilian. Southern Sicilian. My grandma is. She's very dark in the skin. She doesn't.
I can see you didn't inherit that trait.
Yeah, because my grandpa was from England, so then he was super white, and then my dad is Irish, so he's super white. So then, yeah.
I'm just yanking your chain, Shannon. I'm super white also. I know where to talk.
I'm getting paler by the second.
I'm getting paler the sun doesn't come out to shine.
Paner than him. Paner than you. Tanner.
Tanner.
Tanner. That's why I can't be an
Tanner.
Anchor. But I'm not Tanner than Morgan.
No, Morgan's Morgan. Tanner's not on this show.
Hey, Matt, do you want to be an anchor for RMU Live?
When?
On Friday.
Wow. Oh, I would love to, but what time is the show?
12.
Yeah, guess when I have class.
12. But, skip. Yeah.
Actually, I have missed this class, far too much already.
I'm screwing everything
You're
up,
just
I'm
not
sorry. Going to Connecticut.
So I don't.
You're going to Connecticut?
It's okay.
No,
I'm
Boston.
Probably going home Thursday
that's
night
next trip.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's what, that's
Boston
why you're
first,
like,
then Connecticut.
I don't want to be audio, because I want to go home Thursday.
Who wants to be audio?
No.
She didn't want to be audio. No, our audio.
No, I hate live television.
Just be audio for like two
hours. So excuse me, what's your major? curious.
It is TV and video, but I'm going
So wait. No. Just please only answer the questions that you're asked. What
Media
is
arts.
Your major?
Media arts.
With a concentration in what?
TV and video.
And what are the what's the first part of that? Like everything before the and?
TV.
And that stands for what?
Television.
Which is usually recorded.
Live!
And we've come full circle.
I want to do one of those shows that are like super popular and it's like filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Nobody knows about us, though.
So, like, a sitcom. Mm-hmm.
So, yes. You want to produce RMU Tonight next semester is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. We're trying to get Charlie Batch on this show, but he's not listening. Charlie Batch, if you're listening to I Plead the First, we want you on the show, and we have no backup plan.
Well, hang on a second. That one, there was no pull. Like, there was no reason for him to come here. But, Charlie Batch, if you come on the show where we are... sponsored by Romo's, oh, home of the original Papa Sal, Romo's since 1921. P.S. Welcome back, Steve from Romo's. I will buy him a Papa Sal, Steve, a Romo's original, which is something I'm sure he has had, but I'm sure he would like another one.
Steve,
and this one's bought
Romo's
by me.
Is Romo's.
Dude, that was the weirdest thing. That's still live on the show. That might be my like greatest memory from this show is me talking to Steve from Romo's. And then like the week before that, I had delivered Steve from Romo's missing persons report on the Weekend Update skit on Saturday Night Live or Saturday Night Live on RMU Tonight.
RMU Night Live. That wouldn't make any sense.
RMU Night Live. Moon Township
we
tonight.
We need to get funnier. What? We need to get funnier.
Wait, we do or like RMU Tonight does?
RMU Tonight.
Because I think I'm pretty funny.
Have you
when it comes
watched
to human
Pessimistic
aspect.
Pam? We lived
that
it.
Speaking
funny.
Of, hang on a second. I would like to take a moment of silence.
Oh yes.
This moment of silence is for our, although not actually dead. Our dead friend in terms of she is not on the show anymore.
For the rest of the semester.
I received word the other day that our friend and co-worker, Katie Wedge, will not be returning for the rest of the semester.
But she will be back next semester.
Yes. And also, if I'm thinking correctly, which happens about 26% of the time, I was the one that took her to the bus station to go home. So I was like the last person from RMU that Katie actually saw.
Such a special moment, Matt.
But she's coming back to pick up her stuff.
Yeah, eventually. I don't know when, but eventually. So she'll be back. But moment of silence for our dead coworker, even though she's not actually dead.
Has she been diagnosed?
Shh. You're bad at moments of silence.
Okay.
Thank you.
But to answer your
Rip
question.
Rip Katie Wedge.
To answer your question, Shannon, I don't think so, but.
I'll ask her right now. My mom was wondering.
But.
Speaking of, I wonder if my mom is listening. She usually does.
Commentary from Mrs. Simkovic. That'd be fantastic.
Okay. You know how Reagan's mom was on the show? Was like.
Mrs. Check.
Was in the live audience. I told my mom about that. And she was like, we can do that?
Does your mom want to come on a live show, Shannon?
Yeah, she probably will.
I will never let my parents come on a live show. I love them to pieces.
I told her I was on a radio show. She asked me how I do it, and I showed her, and she still doesn't
know how to do it.
My mom, like, got all happy with me because, snappy with me the other day because I ended up telling her. So I found out, if you remember, like, from forever ago, whenever I told that story about me missing class and going to lunch with my mom and telling my mom that classes were canceled.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't listening to that.
Okay.
But I found it out, and then I proceeded to tell her about it. And she was like, you know, you really shouldn't do things like that. And I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. But at the same time, it was either learn about post-Renaissance art.
Uh-huh.
And then immediately go make an Excel spreadsheet. Or it was, where did we go out to eat? I think it was Eaton Park or somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was Eaton Park, if I remember correctly.
I think it was Eaton Park.
Told us a story.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are you going to pick there?
I would take.
Nine times out of ten.
Lunch with mom.
Everyone's going to take lunch with mom.
Because you just need your mom sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when your mom is as cool as my mom is.
I want to meet your mom. What's your mom look like? Show me a picture.
My mom is very short. She has. How tall are you?
5 foot.
Around there.
I think I'm 5'3" like and 3/4.
5'1".
Don't care, Shannon. 5'3".
I don't know. She's short. She has a pixie haircut, like one of the. She wears her hair short.
Well, that's cute.
She used to have a perm when I was like a really little, like a baby. It was very long. I was a big fan. But,
I'm watching the show right now of Army Tonight.
I liked Fred. I really wanted to go to the thing that Fred Hodges was talking about during that show, but I like forgot about it.
Wait, which one?
The Fred Hodges one with the pessimistic Pam.
Pessimistic Pam, that was
watch the one with the Weekend Update so we can hear my missing persons report.
It's on the mic.
That was such an intro.
Should I actually turn it on?
I mean,
no,
we're
talking.
Yeah, I mean, we're having a nice conversation.
Yeah, we're having a nice.
Okay.
This is why we can catch up with each other, even though I see you guys,
this is
almost
like,
every single day.
Yeah, I see everyone in here all the time, but like aside from small talk and I don't know, me and Morgan are pretty close, and me and Shannon, I always. Pause. Hang on. Shannon, you had a mission.
No.
Mission not accomplished yet?
No, not accomplished.
Shannon, you have to accomplish it.
Disappointed.
Someone, not even disappointed.
Someone
just
was in the room.
So?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I can get with that, but.
Come on.
What are you supposed to do? Just.
Okay, well, we have to. Well, we have. Okay. Hang on.
That's a little too far.
It just hit me. If you're thinking. From our listener's perspective, all they heard was mission accomplished. No, someone was in the room. They heard, wait, are they supposed to? And then all they heard was, no, that's too far. So hang on, let's rewind. We can't come out and say it. We're in a pickle now.
You did put us in a pickle.
You can say it. I don't think he's listening or will listen.
Just do it.
It's just gossip talk.
It's just gossip
talk. It's gossip talk.
Okay. I'm not telling the story.
What? I'm supposed to tell the story?
No, I'm not telling the story. I mean, wait, do we want to tell the story? I feel like we shouldn't tell the story.
We shouldn't?
I feel like we shouldn't until mission is accomplished.
Okay. But then the viewers don't know what the heck we're talking about.
I mean, realistically, who's going to be listening to
very
this
true.
To realize the pickle that we just put ourselves in? Like, this pickle is literally non-existent, but we're in it.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. This next weekend. Mission.
Yeah, I heard that the past 2 weekends. So
this weekend is
see
serious.
About that, I guess.
Are you sure?
Oh, why'd they add subtitles?
I put it on.
Oh,
so I can listen to it. We'll listen.
Wah, wah, wah. My favorite part of that whole entire skit.
You said it wasn't funny. It's funny.
Sorry, no, your cousin just
it's
being
niece.
There
it's,
was
it's
really
it's her niece.
Funny.
It's my niece.
Your niece was really
funny. Her niece had the cutest, like, boa on that I tied together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a champ.
Her
dog was a champ also.
The, hey. Are you excited for Easter? I highly recommend going to see Jesus Christ Superstar. It's a musical. It's basically
I have
Easter
seen that.
With singing.
I have seen that once. I liked it.
Like the
I,
movie?
Yeah, I've seen that and the musical. Or like I've seen something to that effect. And like I've seen it in two different forms, but I won't see it again. I liked it, but I'm like,
The movie was kind of racist. They made Judas black, so... And that's just like, and everyone else was like white, and it's like, come on. How dare you?
No, I can't wait for Easter just to go home and.
We're dyeing eggs! Do you guys dye eggs?
I do.
I still do. We have to keep them away from my dogs.
For the next 30 years. So.
When she's 37?
No, because then I'll be having kids, and then my sister will be having kids, and then my other sister will be having kids, and my brother.
I have a lot
like
of
I'm literally going to be taking pictures with Santa, so I'm probably like.
I have a prediction that my kids will be afraid of Santa, just like I was. Santa and the Easter Bunny. I was petrified of those two characters.
I don't know if I like those people or not, like people in costumes.
I don't like people in costumes. Like furries freak me out. They're freaky, man.
This yeah. just in on I Plead the First. Breaking news. D hates furries.
I do.
Oh, in case we needed to be Pam lost some friends.
Reminded.
Yeah. He didn't watch the skit until the show
went
on.
I'm really, really, really trying to get mac and cheese. If I give someone my freedom card, will they go get me mac and cheese?
No.
I'm looking at you,
I'm
D.
I'm going after the show.
D, I'm looking at you.
D, I am looking at you.
Here's to looking at you, Kim.
I'm not doing your lazy work. Matt, if you want to come with me after the show, I'm going to get some. But I'm not going to take your freedom card. But
Sierra.
Matt, I will.
I demand an apology, and I need one now.
I'm not giving one.
I'm so confused.
Sierra.
I'm not giving you one.
That is absurd. You need to not do that again.
Hey, Morgan.
Mm.
Do we have to sign up for the panels on Thursday?
Okay.
I kind of want to go to the graphic design. It's for...
Oh, yeah. A class.
You're not even going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, not even going to be there. That's funny.
Ask for mac and cheese.
Matt, I'll go get some with you after the show. If I'm not you have to go with me.
Matt is aggressively trying to get someone's attention so they can get him mac and cheese.
He's trying to get Megan Chandel to come in. Oh boy.
She's gonna get me mac and cheese. I can tell you right now she will.
Megan's the best.
Does she know the code?
No. I got her. Oh, she knows the code.
Does she? let her in.
Oh, Megan.
Hey, if I give you my freedom card, will you go get me mac and cheese from Romo's? It's the dinner special. You can also get it for yourself. But come on. Come on.
Matt just threw his freedom card at Megan.
Take my freedom card, go get me some mac and cheese, and you can get you whatever you want.
Didn't you love my speech today, Megan?
And
Megan. So is that a no to mac? Like, just to be clear, like, is that a maybe, or is that a... I did.
I got it.
I stole the tail end of it, and I didn't even call it stolen or stealing or... whatever you want to call it, because it was gifted to me by her.
Well, I saw her earlier. Her head was down. She was probably crying. She was that's exactly what happened.
You know, I just invited you in here so I could get mac and cheese. But if you're just going to attack me and not even give me noodles with cheese, I am going to be disappointed.
But you see, in order for me to do that, I have to walk down a flight of stairs.
Two, actually. Believe me, I thought a lot about it. There's probably not a line by this point in time. The dinner rush is gone. I already did the math. I crunched the numbers.
So then I swipe your card. I already have a ton of extra meal.
I mean, so you can just put it... I don't even need to give you my card. You can just go buy me mac and cheese. You don't even need me involved. Just go get mac and cheese and then conveniently put it in front of me. Then there's your nap. No, I would walk right over you and go get mac and cheese.
Well, I would have your mac and cheese with me.
I would just pick it up off of you and leave you there unconscious.
You wouldn't help
me. I mean, I'd probably help you after my mac and
right,
cheese was finished.
The pause was a little too long. The pause was a little too long. I'm a little hurt.
So I'm hearing a maybe.
Bye, Megan.
Bye.
Long enough for you to go get me mac and cheese, and I will still be here when you come back.
What's your show at?
Excuse you, if you're too tired to get me mac and cheese, you're too tired to be on I Plead the First. Can you take
a chair?
Because you struggled a lot. You struggled a lot.
And I can sit here.
Are you going?
I can't roll down a couple flights of stairs.
I mean,
you
can if you wanted to.
Introducing Megan Chandel!
Are you going to the graphics panel on Thursday?
What?
There's a graphics panel at Yorktown?
Exactly.
Are you going on Thursday?
I
Okay, obviously that's a no. I just went. We have to go to two panels, and I was like, I like graphics. I'll go
we
to this.
Have to go to panels?
No.
It's
no.
From like,
my class.
I don't even know what time it's supposed to be, so.
I didn't know that was a thing. When is it?
Thursday.
Well, I mean, when Thursday? Is it all day?
Morning.
Like, morning?
Like 10.
I
like 1.
Anyway.
Skip it. We can go to the graphics panel. They'd be like, look at this graphic.
The Carnegie Museum with what's-his-face.
Who's what's-his-face?
Who's my professor? Smith Hammer.
Ah, I like that name.
That's an
I know how you feel about him. No one actually listens to this show.
A mom will listen.
Occasionally.
We all get together every week pretty much just to talk to ourselves.
But it's our net. It's
but
sweet.
We put it on the internet for everyone to listen to.
But
yeah.
It's we catch up every week. It's like even though we see each other like every day. I'm surprised we haven't gotten
like,
sick of each other yet.
D, I might murder you next semester, but that's just me.
Well, you're already saying we're gonna make horror movies in our dorm.
It would just be a real one.
Oh boy.
The CA's in your dorm.
Yes.
How are you going
to
do
The CA has to leave eventually.
Or
does this mean I cannot take naps on your couch?
No, you can.
You can.
That's all I can.
There's six of us, and there's only one of her.
I mean,
and depending if she's your roommate or not.
Yeah,
no.
Depending on that.
It's eight.
We got eight person.
Oh, I thought we got ten.
No, we
don't
eight.
Even know your own room.
We
don't even know your own room.
I got confused. I thought she said ten.
We did say, and then I forgot to tell you, but we got an eight.
Yeah, they called me before break, and they're like,
"Wait, where's
we
that?"
So we're an A.
We're
is it A2?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, I thought A2 was 10 people. Okay,
no,
cool.
A2 is 8 people.
All right. As long as it's A Tower.
Yes.
I just don't want to walk halfway across, all the way across campus.
No, we're good.
All the classes are immediately. Every single one, except for Hale.
You get occasional Hale or John Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick Henry.
Yeah, what classes is everyone scheduling for next semester?
I don't know
production.
Yet.
I already have my whole entire schedule planned out for next semester.
Look at me, MD. Don't you have 6 classes?
Yes, I'll take another 18 credits next semester.
Because she wants to graduate early.
Yay!
See, I don't know, though. Like, I get you save money, but I don't want to rush myself. Even though I'm still struggling.
I mean, honestly, if you take 18 credits, I could honestly, if I don't... Like see my like if I don't see myself having a job like a paying job like the end of my fall of my senior year I can easily just cut in half and just take another semester.
That's true.
Cause I have that aspect of it.
This is very true. I know I'm taking post production, intro to photography.
I won't take that until like my junior or senior year.
Why? I feel like photos are like a big part of our thing. Excuse me.
That's you.
Oh, that is
me. You sent it to me. Don't
tell me. I did send it to you.
No, I'm taking like media management. Like I'm taking four. Okay.
So, what's the best Adam Sandler movie you ever seen?
Definitely Waterboy.
Oh God.
What?
What's the one?
Tiger Woods and his daddy.
I saw it recently. It's with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
just go with it.
Yeah, just go with it.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
That was a good one.
Oh,
I
do.
Too.
I like
that's
my 51st.
Cute,
yeah.
I like just go with it. I like humor more than I like.
Big Daddy.
I love Big Daddy.
I thought about that the other day.
I love that movie.
George.
Lately, I've been a big fan of That's My Boy.
Oh, I've
seen that
funny.
Too.
That's a good
I've never
one.
Seen that's a funny one.
Mr. Deeds. Is that what it is, Mr. Deeds?
Yeah, Mr. Deeds was really good
Mr.
too.
Mr. Deeds is funny.
He slowed down recently with movies and everything like that.
And you guys remember Frankie Muniz?
Yes.
I know
Frankie Muniz retired at 19 with something ridiculous like $43 million to his
Agent
name.
Cody Banks.
Agent Cody Banks. Malcolm from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, we figured
the dude
out.
Retired at 19.
He's now in NASCAR.
That's my age.
He's now driving NASCAR.
Oh.
That's ridiculous. He retired with $43 million. I don't think I have $43 to my name.
I only have $2.
And he has $43 million.
I have $2 for my name.
Did you know we will retire in 42 years?
this is what our
conversation
is.
Yeah. What were we talking about? We were talking
No, we were talking about like.
We were talking about the building.
Oh, no, you were going. No, you were going to, whatchamacallit. Like, you were saying how you were good at, like, someone offered you a.
Can you do me a favor?
You already asked me to go get mac and cheese.
Excuse me, we're talking.
No.
Can you give me mac and cheese?
I love how you're so persistent about it.
Hey, Morgan, how you doing?
Wait.
I want to have a conversation with just Morgan, because Morgan never talks. Hey, Morgan.
Trying to play. Hi.
Hey, what game are you playing?
I think it's, like, Snake and Block, maybe.
The other day, I found a screenshot of a picture. Do you remember when I beat your high score on that game?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember that night you, like, went back to your room and just, like, grinded?
I did.
And then you, like, sent me a bunch of pictures of, like, your high score just gradually going up with just very, very rude things to say to people.
That sounds like Morgan.
Hey, so I'm not that bad.
Me and Megan are having a midlife crisis.
About what?
Well, okay, my friend's a year younger than I am, and she texts me, and she goes, hey, do you want to move into an apartment next year with me? And I was like, wait a second, Aubrey, you're 17. And she goes, yeah, I dropped out of high school, and I just went and got my certifications that I needed for my, like, career that I want. And I was like, but Aubrey, you didn't graduate. She goes, no, I took, like, what is it, like a GED?
GED.
Yeah, it is. So she went and did that, and she's going to go to college now. She goes, yeah, we live in an apartment in Pittsburgh, and I could walk to where I want to work, and you could drive to Robert Morris, and so she has, like, her paying job, and then I would obviously have to find, like, a better job than getting $7.25 for 4 hours a week. But I was like, wait, Aubrey, that means that I'm paying for groceries, and so are you, and we're paying for gas money, and we're living by ourselves, and I'm going to college, and you're going to work. That's, like, that's life. This can happen, like, 2 years from now. So I was like, I'm already, like, committed with, like, housing. And, like, anyways, like, there's the 2-year contract and all that anyways. But I was like, yeah. I was like, Aubrey, you're moving on.
Yeah.
You're moving up. That's crazy. I was like, wait, we're almost 20.
Yeah.
2 decades.
Don't say it like that.
Megan, when do you turn 20?
I turn 20 in a year and a couple months. My birthday's end of May, so I'll be 19 this
month. This brings up an important part. My birthday is April 14th. That's coming pretty soon.
Is it a Tuesday?
Yeah, I was going to say it's your...
I hope it is. If it is, I will buy a birthday cake just to bring here.
Let me see. I think
I was going to look it up. Actually, I'm not going to look up.
It's a Saturday.
Even better.
Even better.
What I would like for my birthday is a video telling me how much all of you love me so much.
Cut and print.
Can I ask why?
Because it'll be a great birthday gift.
Should be turning 19.
19.
It's the in-between age of being an adult and being, crap, I'm 20.
No, 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 you are very wrong, okay? I'm going to ask you a very serious question. Whenever you are 19 and you get in trouble with police, where do they take you? Jail.
Yeah.
You are an adult. You are a grown you are not an in-between age where you can still mess up. Like, you are an adult.
No.
You go to big boy jail now. You messed up.
D's only saying that because...
No, it's just because that's something, like, there's no, like, in-between age. Like, someone tried to tell me that, and I was like, nah, dude, like, you go to jail, like...
We will all
do it. There isn't an in-between age.
No, D was only saying that because I had 2 little cousins. I told them, hey, I'm going to be 20 in October. Am I adult then? Because they told me I wasn't an adult yet. I'm still a teenager, they said. And they're like, no, you're not an adult when you're 20. I'm like, then when am I adult? And they're like, when you're 21. So then
that's
when
accurate.
I'm like, then what am I at 20? They're like, you're in this tween thing. And I was like, okay.
No,
a tween. You're
I don't
want to
go back.
Those were awkward ages.
I was like, okay.
The bushy eyebrows, the glasses.
Shut up, I still have those.
No, mine were bad. Like, no. No, yours are good. Mine were horrible. Like, mine were like this big and they like.
Were they just the size of your forehead, Shannon?
That's like something that, okay, I don't know. I don't pay attention because I'm a guy. This is like a thing, but I have been complimented on more than one occasion on my eyebrows. But like, that seems like a very odd thing to like compliment. From my perspective, at least, because I'm a guy.
People compliment me too, but I'm like, my eyebrows are brush. They're like, yeah, they're bold. That's why I like them. I was like, that doesn't make sense. They're hairy. Like,
are they? Is it a mess to try and tweeze
Does
them?
Look like the thickness.
They are not that bad.
They're thick.
I'm more defined than that
shot. They are thick with three C's.
It was bad. Very awkward stage. Don't want to go back.
Were we all awkward in like middle school? Like,
I'm
probably,
still
I'm
awkward.
Still probably a little bit awkward. I just don't care as much.
A little bit awkward.
Yeah, I just don't care as much.
Everyone thought I was super quiet and nice.
they're wrong on both accounts.
See, this Shannon like doesn't like come like if I like see you like you're not like as bubbly like you're still like happy but like I wouldn't say like you're very bubbly here like you're very like energetic and off the walls.
Yeah.
That's just because we bounce our energies off of each other.
She's very sarcastic.
It's not me. I'm not sarcastic.
You are sarcastic.
I'm really tired of
you.
What's that mean?
No, shoes on the desk.
You have two options.
I love your Crocs.
You have two options. Thanks. It's Croc season.
With this.
Yeah, you know what? Shoes are completely waterproof because they're literally just
they
rubber. Crocs. Yeah. Yeah, you know what that makes for? Easy drainage when the snow melts. Duh. Psh, amateur.
Then your toes get cold.
Nah, you just keep walking and they don't get cold because your feet are like active.
Yell at her.
Hey. <That's a foot. laughs>
What you doing? I gotta pack my Converse for this trip.
Okay,
So you're planning for my happy birthday idea?
Listen,
Linda.
How about this? How about Megan? You get off the radio show. You go over there. You go over. No, wait. Listen. How about you go over there? How about you just go over there, and then you go get yourself mac and cheese. But then you take like a bite of it, or you don't even have to take a bite out of it if you don't want to, and you decide that you don't like the mac and cheese. So you donate the mac and cheese to me.
What do I get if I go get it for you?
I told you you could go get yourself mac and cheese. Yeah, but this is crunch time because now
Actually,
these are 9 minutes between me and mac and cheese. So like, if I can get mac and cheese before the 9 minutes, then obviously that's better
you
than getting it after
the 9 minutes.
You will
survive the next
9 minutes
without mac and cheese.
You
promise you.
Why don't you just lick the plate?
No. Excuse me. No.
You sound pretty desperate, all right?
Not really.
Saying.
I just really want mac and cheese.
I don't think I'm going to the meeting tonight.
Oh, she's skipping. I'm.
Skipping the meeting.
I may. I'm in. Oh, there's an SCJ meeting.
Well, do you,
do, you
like,
do anything?
Do you interact with somebody, or are you just off of TV?
Do I ever do anything?
I'm just off TV. I do like the news stuff, but I just don't do the television.
All right, that's fair.
Did you know I'm an SCJ now? I got out of paying the $30.
You finally paid it?
No, I got out of it.
Wow.
I haven't paid it, but I got credit for SCJ, like Seth credit.
Yeah, I have to sign in. I have to swipe in this meeting because I didn't know where to swipe in.
I don't think I'm going to go to this meeting. I'm not feeling it right now.
Yeah, me either. There's a floor right here. You can lay there.
Yeah, your nasty ass Crocs are on.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you go. I forgot I can't swear on
the radio. You never have a mic, so it gets away.
Yes. Now we know who it is.
It's Megan Chandel. She's whore.
Yay! So, what do you think was your guys' peak like in life? Because I have one like definitively in mind.
So far, you mean?
I don't
think I really peaked that much.
Nothing has happened.
My peak moment of my life so far was the night before school, my sophomore year of high school. It was the night before, like, the first day of school. And I was, like, this was, like, Snapchat was still, like, relatively kind of new. So we were, like, messing around on there. And I was Snapchatting my buddy, and I sent him a video, and it said just the essentials. And it was me loading, quote-unquote, loading my backpack for tomorrow.
and I threw in headphones, I threw in like 15 packs of gum, and I threw in Shrek 2 on DVD. And that's it. That was the end of the video. It was like, that was it. But, and the caption was like, only the essentials for tomorrow or something. It's equally as stupid. And I just thought that was like, that's a very strong contender for my absolute peak in life.
Morgan?
When she became homecoming queen.
Oh my god, if I hear that story one more time, I'm gonna leave and I'm never gonna come back.
But you liked it.
Shannon, what was your peak?
Or like one, like your best moment.
I'm gonna categorize it into high school. And I'm going to say probably dancing with Sasha at the senior semi. Because it was just fun, and it was, like, carefree, and the year was almost over. The horizons were there. What's it called? What's that saying?
The horizons
graduation
were bright.
Was over the horizon?
Yes, the horizons were bright.
I don't think that's the phrase.
No,
it's
definitely not the phrase. Actually, my peak was probably graduating, because I was so happy, and I was smiling, and, like, everyone was there, and great photos. I will show you right now.
Show me. I cannot wait to see Shannon's graduation photos.
I have two peak moments, actually. I have one that I was in all work classes going through middle school and elementary school, and then I got out of all of them my freshman year of high school. So that was like a really big accomplishment for me. And then my first home run in softball hit it right.
Oh, that was always a good feeling whenever you like.
Well, it was my first.
So whenever you boot it, and you're like, ah, like it's, you're like, yeah. Like as soon as you make contact, you're like, oh, she's gone.
And it was a good moment, and it was my first, so I still have the ball from the original game, so I'm kind of like, yeah, that was good. That was.
I guess my peak moment that I've had so far was I was in fifth grade, and.
My favorite's the one with me and my mom.
Everyone's gonna think I'm a dork. I auditioned for the choir and I actually got in.
That's great.
And I was so excited because I was so nervous, and then I saw the list and I saw my name on top of it and I freaked out.
I guess my first like college hockey goal was pretty. It was a pretty good time.
It's always a great time whenever you like.
But like I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I guess there was a lot like with hockey like this year. But, like, I don't know. Those are, like, small. Putting Shrek 2 in my bag the night before sophomore year of high school is definitely the peak.
It's one of my favorites.
Did you guys think you would be at this, like, point? Like
yes.
This, like, stage of your freshman year? Like, where we are, like,
oh,
right
no.
Now?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I had no idea what Century Media was. I was like, it's for my major. I want to go. And then I, like, found out. I had
no, like, clue what it was going to be, like, coming here as a freshman, because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll be friends. I have similarities too, and nothing special. But then learning, it's like a whole family, and it's like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
hi.
Oh, that first day of the retreat was something. I was just scared.
I wouldn't know.
Me and Mike, very, very freshman, me and Mike could not, for the life of us, figure out where the gazebo was. And we live, and I would like to point out that we live in Marshall on the second floor. From my room, I can legitimately see the gazebo out my own window.
Oh, I asked Grace, who like helps me out with stuff, and I was like, where's the gazebo? She's like, you see that white thing? That's the gazebo.
I think my favorite thing about the retreat was that we had this girl's boyfriend be part of the retreat.
Oh,
and he's
I don't
even go here.
I saw that girl once. Obviously she's not a digital cinema, like a TV video major. But my first memory of Matt is whenever we were playing what's it called? Whenever you're trying to unscramble the world, like it's a subject, hangman.
Oh. Okay, hangman.
And the subject was vegetables.
I know exactly where this story is going.
I want to hear the story.
He's dead. No.
And we were like, zucchini, carrots, and he was like, no, I didn't even know who this kid was at the time. It was like this, it was, we were just hanging out, talking, and there was nothing to do. And then we were guessing all the things, and then we got to the whole body, and he was we're like, what is it? And he's like, Stephen Hawking, and we're like, you are horrible.
Yeah,
that's my first impression.
I have a very unique sense of humor. Let's put it that way.
Pretty much imagine like a 13-year-old, but like a lot worse, like a dark 13-year-old. Like that's me.
All right, guys, the hour is up. This has been I Plead the First. See you next week. I'm Shannon, your favorite executive producer.
Whoa. I could make a case next week that I should be a favorite when I'm here. We will debate that next week.
I'm Sierra.
Morgan.
Hey.
First word all episodes is yelling her name in the outro. Morgan. I'm Matt.
Bye. Bye. Bye.